Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's February 3rd, 2016. Wow. I'm so thrilled you could join us, and if you're joining on the live video, you can chat your questions in. We've got a bunch of people from my staff are in there for support. Pam and Jenny are two of them. I think Amber and Jason are also there for support, but you can type your questions in that you have. I'm going to go over some prophetic words for February, and it's got some really exciting stuff, and then we'll come back and do some Q&A and a little bit of light dream interpretation, only short ones. But okay, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you that you're opening the heavens right now, even on the internet, especially on the internet. You want to redeem the internet back from what it's being used for right now. So we just release out these words from heaven on into the airways. And so God, we thank you for this time. Open up everything we need in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, I've been really excited about ever since Christmas morning. I've been having encounters or hearing God quite deeply every single day. In fact, I've had to shift my schedule. I've had to adjust and align myself to receive it all. And that means go to bed earlier and kind of a boring time and in that department, but I'm really excited to release some things that even today I got. And you can keep in touch with me, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. You can tweet some stuff as well. Catch my daily prophetic words. They're rocking around the world now. We have them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, but you can get them by email. I do that. I get my own daily prophetic by email. Just go to my website, dougaddison.com. Sign up to get the daily prophetic words delivered to your email box every day. That way you can copy it in, have some archives, things like that. You can copy it into your journal. While you're there, why don't you look right on the front page? You can download my brand new free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. And yeah, so let's get going. February is going to be a time where old things are going to die off in all kinds of ways. Old belief systems, things that have not worked for us, but the result is going to bring new life. And this is what God spoke to me, is that there was two major prophets, Bob Jones and John Paul Jackson, both went to heaven, February 2014 and 2015. So what we can expect from that is to reap a harvest from that. It's like, yeah, in the book of Acts, Stephen was stoned and he died and went to heaven in Acts 6. That actually released justice over the earth, and the Apostle Paul was sent in Acts 9 shortly time after. That's what everybody really believes is going to happen in the prophetic. We're going to see something from those seeds. You know, I forgot where the verse is, but unless a seed dies and falls to the ground, it won't spring up. But if it does die, it's going to spring up and produce a greater crop, and that's what we're going to see. So we're going to see some strange things begin to happen. Watch for prophetic signs in the Super Bowl again this year. Super Bowl 50, I already tell you. Super Bowl 50. 50 is Jubilee. It's at the Levi Stadium. So there's a few that's already coming. Also, God spoke to me February 5th, this Friday. It's going to be some interesting things happen in the good way. Watch for that as well. Supernatural encounters are happening right now. And you know, whether you know it or not, God is on the move with you and around you. Whether you're aware of it or not doesn't really matter. What matters is that you come into agreement with the things that God's speaking right now. There's a thin membrane right now between earth and heaven. It is the thinnest I've ever seen. In other words, you can enter in like that, and it's time to get ready to advance. But like I said, when I said about old ways dying off and new ways coming, that might even be our worship times don't need to be like they used to. That's what I'm seeing. We can enter in like that now, these new sounds from heaven. It doesn't require the labor that we used to have to do. Watch for this and enter in quicker and do things quicker, do things differently, and see what happens. So this March actually is going to be a turning point for a lot of people. On Yom Kippur of last year, that's actually the holiest Jewish holiday. It's called the Day of Atonement. It was September 23rd, 2015. And I heard God say that day, watch for 24 weeks from that date, which is March 9th, 2016. Also watch for 24 months and 24 days, all kinds of different words. You can read that in my 2016 prophetic forecast book that I'll be talking about a little bit later. But the 24s, one of the 24s that God spoke to me about 24 weeks from September 23rd is coming up on March 9th. So this is a time of pruning. It's a time of preparation. We're walking through the season of John 15, which is pruning time. It's good. It's good for us because it'll allow us to enter into the new things and be able to operate at new levels. So, you know, we don't need to expect spiritual warfare in our lives. I don't really like to expect it. I don't even pray against backlash. I don't even make room for it in my life. I don't pay attention much to it. But I want to say that over the last few weeks, a lot of people have been hitting, not in just a few weeks, a few months. The prophets are getting hit right now. I know that I have just chosen not to travel to live events until I get deeper healing right now. There's others, James Gall, Larry Randolph, Kim Clement, Paul Keith Davis. There's a bunch of prophets right now who are taking hits. I know that that's because the prophets can identify things. They were the only ones that were able to identify Jezebel in the Bible, that spirit that was dividing. So we're seeing things. And so witchcraft and demonic attacks can increase. And some people say to me, you know, how is it possible, you know, witchcraft and things like that can attack, and, you know, because we have the blood of Jesus, which is true, you know, it is true. But we are in a new season right now, and I'm not trying to scare you at all, because you probably are getting what level of warfare at the level of your calling right now, so you don't have to worry about my warfare. But we've seen quite a bit of warfare, been really battling back. And so when I start talking about this, some people actually, you know, get mad at me and argue with me. That, you know, we have everything. I believe we have everything we need, but if you're still getting hit, most Christians are operating in older ways of doing spiritual warfare, maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years old. We need to tap into something new right now. So yes, we have the Word of God. Yes, we have the Word of our testimony. Yes, we have the name and the blood of Jesus. Yes, we have the power to destroy the attacks of the enemy and trample them under our feet. However, if you are seeing continual attacks on your finances, chronic sicknesses, you know, anything that's contrary to God's word, then you need a strategy from heaven to overcome it. That's what I'm saying right now. As God begins to release greater promotions in the kingdom, we're going to see greater attacks. I don't want to make room for it or scare you, but there are new ways to battle. I don't know if they're new or not, but I've been using them. Power of agreement. Find someone, even groups, to pray right now. It's very powerful coming together and praying. Declarations. That's taking God's promises from the Bible, combining them with the prophetic, and praying them. So it's the prayer, it's the prophetic, and God's word, praying them back. You'll find them from a prophetic word that I released in the 2016 prophetic forecast book. The last chapter is full of all the promises that God gave me. You know, and the prophetic words are in declaration prayer, so you can pray them over your life. Also, do what I do. If you're getting hit, take communion every day. I do it every day, and invite the presence of God into my body, into my life. Position yourself. It's really important to position ourselves during a difficult time. We have to reposition. Right now is a time to reposition, I guess I would say. So for me, right now, God's speaking so much that I actually have to get up. I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and I have to get up at 4 o'clock, because that happens to be the times that I'm seeing God move like never before. And so I have to actually reposition myself. And then when it's time, don't become legalistic about it, but when it's time, you'll know. I can tell if it's a dry, then I change it up again. So here's what God spoke to me just recently. Things that are sealed are going to be revealed. Watch for God to reveal things to you that had been previously sealed away. Now, this could be things that he's spoken to you, promises, things that you may have forgotten or didn't understand, dreams that were hidden or sealed away are going to now start to be revealed. God is releasing now greater understanding, wisdom, deeper insight, knowledge. For the situations in your life. Pay close attention so that you don't miss them. Like the daily prophetic word today, I get rocked by those too. You don't want to miss what God's doing. The daily prophetic was something to the effect of that that God's going to give you a strategy for the things that have been holding you back. And boy, we got that. I know that I did. I got it in my own ministry and life. And I got it and I was working on it all day. You don't want to miss the next thing. And here's what God spoke to me. There's an attack of miss and dis. These are miscommunications, misunderstanding, disappointments, disassociations. The miss and dis attack is trying to keep us out of unity because there's power when we come together right now, like I said, when agreeing together. So here's what God spoke to me. The miss and dis attack is now dismissed in the name of Jesus, because we're going to release now greater authority over you, over your life, over your finances, over your jobs, your ministry, your family, everything. We just take authority over that. There's some new major connections coming. There's healing of past relationships that are going to be needed. So that's why you want to not miss or disassociate or discontinue, whatever. You want to, between February and May right now, you want to stay on track with what God is doing. The warfare is kicking up, but you can kick back, is what I say. Well, we're kicking back. Here's a word God gave me, that God is visiting children. It's going to start to increase in the month of February through the end of the year. But watch for young children right now to start having dreams or continue or a greater level of dreams and supernatural experiences. But you'll need to listen carefully because they won't have a language to describe the things they're seeing and experiencing. So watch for that as well. I saw and heard a new sound of coming from heaven, and it was a cry of justice. I've been hearing this for a while, but boy, it is blasting like a trumpet almost every day when I get up and I'm interacting with the court of heaven or something going on in heaven. It's around justice. It's about this. It's broadcasting from heaven. That's all I got to say. It's in the airways. It's in the music. It's in the news. Everywhere you look, there's injustice is being revealed. That's from God. It's being revealed. It needs to be in the pulpits too right now. We need this new revelation of God's love and justice that's going to bring healing to those who have been wounded and oppressed, because that's the next move of God, is going to be for those who have been wounded and oppressed. And God's going to be releasing those who are bound. Those who are bound by judgments of others, those who have had greater callings are now going to be able to come forward and going to see some amazing, amazing things. And we're going to see these, we're going to continue to see these injustices revealed until they are actually taken care of. And these are prejudice things, these are all kinds of different things. God is revealing the deeds of those who have wounded people and have broken their spirits. And I heard Isaiah 42, I think it's verse 2, he will not cry out aloud or lift his voice or make it heard. A bruised reed he will not break. He's talking about Jesus. This is a prophecy of Jesus. A bruised reed, a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will be faithful to bring forth justice. Isaiah 42, verse 3 is what's going on right now. If you want to pray that, that's what's happening. A new spirit of justice is ringing out everywhere, and we need to come into agreement with that. I've been having these heavenly encounters that are, I have encounters a lot, I do, But these are different. I'm not boasting here. I'm just saying if I'm having them, other people are having them at the level of your abilities right now. Let each one prophesy at the level of his ability, the Apostle Paul says. But right now I'm seeing some things each day, like, and I said this started happening right around Christmas, but just last month in January, while I was in Texas, I had an encounter somewhere in there where I was given in heaven, in the spiritual experience, I was given a book of revivals. This was a heavenly book about insight into the moves of God. Now, heavenly book means it wasn't a physical book. It was imparted into my spirit. I saw it, and then suddenly I'm getting insight into that. I've already been talking about the moves of God previously, but now I'm getting some insight into that. And I'm saying this because you too can start moving in these things, greater wisdom, greater understanding, and this new revelation that's here about the moves of God. You know, last month I released these prophetic words about angels collecting the keys of authority, and they were taking them out of the hands of leaders and people who either did not use them, so that these were anointings and gifts of authority, or they became judgmental and they were locking things down and instead of opening it up. And it's the key of David is mentioned twice in the Bible, and that's the key that will, this is what I'm talking about, the key that will open a door that no one can close and close a door that no one can open. It's mentioned twice, once in Isaiah 22:22, but that one is actually, it mentioned that chapter in Isaiah 22 is judgment. So there is a way to operate in that tends to be more towards the judgment side. But the other time it's mentioned and it's redeemed, it's in Revelation verse 3, 7 and 8. And it talks about the key of David, and that it talks about the key that opens it. You can still close things, but God is calling us now to use things in a heavenly format, in a redemptive way, to not close things off. So I saw these keys being collected, and they're going to be given to people, redistributed right now to people who will use them. And so it's going to create a sudden surge. Over the next few months, you're going to see a sudden surge of people coming out of nowhere, the hidden ones coming forward, people with new authority, because the ones who have walked through the time of humility, they walked through the gate of John 15, of the pruning, those are the ones who are going to be able to pick this up. And then God's going to reveal some new things. And so the best way to pray, basically, is to, best way to do this is just to move forward. Philippians 3:13. But one thing I do, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting what's behind and straining forward for what is ahead. So don't look back, just keep going. I had a dream about a new move of God. I was in a swimming pool, this is just a few weeks ago. I was in a swimming pool in a resort in California, and the new move of God had already come. There was a movement, and we were just having a good time. In fact, the pool was part of it. It was an amazing, beautiful, updated pool, brand new, newly updated, and the water was refreshing, and water represents the Holy Spirit, and people were actually getting refreshed. And as we swam in the pool, you could actually look down, and on the bottom of the pool was, you could see the remains of previous moves of God. And so this is the Lord saying right now that he's bringing a new movement. He's bringing a new move of God. He's bringing something for refreshing first. There's going to be two of them. The first one is for mostly the church and believers to get refreshed, and new people will be drawn in too. But that's basically what the dream was, is that he's going to update things from the past. And so we're going to find new ways to operate. And as I was looking this up, I was in my journals, journal every day to keep up with all this. And God spoke to me. He says, go back to 2013 and look, because I'm doing some things from 2013 that have not taken place, things that he promised. So I actually had a major encounter in 2013. Jesus came into my room. It was a supernatural experience that rocked my life. And he told me some things that never happened. And I never really doubted, because it was the Lord who told me. So I figured it was my own misunderstanding. But he did. Listen, I was born on March 8, 3-8, Right? So on 3/8, I went back to my journal and I found on March 8th of 2013, I wrote down this, that God spoke to me, Revelation 3:8. That's the key of David. He said, "See, I know your deeds." He said, "I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. And I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Listen, this is a promise for you as well. And that God is opening a door in front of you this March. That's what he told me. This is the one. 2016 is the time of the fulfillment. Expect a breakthrough in March of 2016. So I went back and even looked further into February 13th in my journal. And I actually had an entire word that from the Lord I released back then in February 2013. I was actually speaking at the Power and Love Conference, Bethel Church in Reading, and I was landing. Linda and I were landing in Reading, and God spoke to me. He said, "Watch for prophetic signs, major prophetic signs, from heaven and on earth." And he told me it was going to happen on Saturday, February 16th, and this was before. And sure enough, in the news on that day was a massive 7-mile stretch of over 100,000 dolphins that had gathered off the coast of Southern California. And just as we talked about before, waters, refreshment, you know, dolphins represent encouragement. And they couldn't even explain it scientifically. I wrote an article on it, a blog, and I thought, you know, for sure something new is going to happen in Southern California, especially San Diego. And it was a prophetic sign, and that many people would gather, just like 100,000 dolphins. Many people were going to gather. And, you know, one thing they did say that they thought that science thought that the reason they came is because it was good food. And that's what God is saying right now, is he's going to do a move of God in Southern California, because there's going to be good food, there's going to be encouragement, and there's going to be refreshing that's going to break off the hope deferred. Proverbs 12, I think it is. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And so we're seeing this happen right now. I want to tell you that there's an outpouring just starting to happen. Here it is, 3 years later, 2013, the gathering of the dolphins in February. And now here it is, 2016. God is doing something. And, you know, I wrote this in my prophetic word for last month. You can go to my blog and read that. Why I think that we should, the section in my blog, it's a very big prophetic word for the year, but why I think we should see something new start. And that is because there has been a new move of God every 11 years in North America, dating back to Azusa Street Revival in 1906. And it might not have started on the 11-year, but it was either on or during that 11-year interval. And it goes up to 11. You add 11, 11, 11 from 1906. It falls on 1950, the healing revival. My goodness, the healing revival was, they were emptying out hospitals. A.A. Allen, Oral Roberts, William Brannan. 11 years later, 1961, charismatic renewal. The Holy Spirit was no longer with just the Pentecostals. It was the Baptists. It was the Catholics. It was the Methodists. They had no theology for it. It rocked the world. And right around, it was started in 59. 61, it rocked the entire world at 11 years. 1972 is the Jesus People Movement. Didn't start on that date, but it was rocking on that date. It was the last known revival in North America, in which many hippies came to Jesus, and it was an amazing movement, very messy movement. 11 years later was 1983, third wave charismatic movement with John Wimber and Peter Wagner that really brought this understanding of everyone's a disciple. The gospel of the kingdom came, and not just the gospel of making decisions to follow Jesus, but the kingdom message began to release in 1983 at 11 years, 1994. Listen, you might have heard me say this. I want you to get these in your spirit, because God is doing something right now. 94 was the Toronto Blessing, by the way, that started 22 years ago in January, right? And it actually radically impacted the whole world. Now, there was other moves of God going on, but these were sustainable movements that impacted the world from North America. And so 11 years after 94 should have been 2005. And we didn't have anything. It started unusual signs of God's glory, gold fillings, appearing in people's mouths. And I remember we were going to meetings with flashlights to see, you know, who would get the gold filling. Right around 2005, gold dust, oil appearing on people's hands that would just drip, gemstones supernaturally appearing in meetings. But oh boy, that didn't get to go global because a lot of people judged it and closed it down. Here it is. It got closed down with that key of authority. Now it is 11 years later from 2005. We're right on track for those. It's 2016, and indeed, we're going to see something new start. And that's, I've been prophesying this for a while. My goodness. I even wrote something out on the Elijah list back in 2005. We never saw the movement. Bob Jones called me and told me I didn't miss it because I was so down. He said, I didn't miss it. It was concealed. It was sealed away, and I would know about it later on. Sure enough, here it is 11 years later, and we're seeing it. Joshua Mills was one of those ministers who operated heavily in that gold and glory movement in 2005. I had a prophetic word for him just last month, and I ended up on the phone with him and in January and told him, you know, God's going to do something because he and others like him, because they honored that movement, God's going to do something. He's going to refire them. Well, then I guess the day before, Joshua told me that, wow, I'm seeing oil on my hands like I haven't seen in years, and things are going to happen. And so here's what happened. Something in San Diego, Joshua Mills and Jeremy and Miranda Nelson, they were doing their annual decree conference, which they do every year in San Diego. But something new started last month, and things started to go to a higher level. They actually extended their meetings there. I don't know how many. They're having the Fire and Glory outpouring meetings in San Diego as we speak. Well, it'll be starting in an hour from 7:30 at the Heart of God Church in Rancho Bernardo. It's near San Diego. It is in San Diego. But so Lynn and I went down last week and visited to witness. And yes, it's the start of something new in its early stages. The glory of God was very thick. But, you know, God spoke to me while I was there. I got to get up and release the prophetic word to them, is that stay at it, because February 14th through the 16th, just like when the 100,000 dolphins came, you know, prior to that 100,000 dolphins, there'd only been 1,000 dolphins showing up that week. You can check the news. On the 16th is when, wow, bam, it on the February 14th weekend was when it went to 100,000 and caught the attention of the world. The Lord told me that in the next few weeks that is going to catch like fire and start to go around the world. So if you want to know about it, you can just look up Jeremy Nelson at His Feet Ministries. It's actually being broadcast on the live stream. And there are healings, there are things happening. Like I said, it's in the early stages, but the power and the presence is very strong, and God's going to do something new. And here's why. The outcast are God's priority right now. I've been writing about this for a while. I've been releasing it. It's in my 2016 prophetic forecast. It's been on my blog. And last New Year's Eve, I heard, it was 2 years ago actually, I heard the audible cries, literal audible cries of people who had been wounded by uncaring Christians and leaders. And literally, I heard the audible cry. And then I heard this part, which was not audible. I heard the Lord say, their blood has reached my ears. I must respond. 2016, God's new agenda is going to be those who have been wounded by Christianity. Those are the spiritual outcasts who don't fit into typical churches. Many have been pushed away. They have gone deeper away from God, into darkness even. Many watch my webcast and many follow my daily prophetic words. It's almost like church for them. This webcast is the feeding for people. And I've been prophesying this for a while that we're moving into this new move of God. I saw just a few weeks ago, actually last week, I believe it was on the way, when I was on the way to go down to the San Diego outpouring meetings last weekend. I was telling my wife about an encounter I had just had. I believe it was on Saturday morning. And I saw a heavenly book. And I was in this encounter. That's all I can say it is. It's like, I don't know. I was just there and I saw this book. and it said grace on it. And then suddenly an angel comes and waves his hand over it, and it suddenly turned to high grace. The next move of God will require us to have high grace. People will accuse it of being a hyper grace type of thing. But God says he's doing something new right now and creating a hybrid. I don't understand it all yet, but he's giving us revelation right now to break the religious spirit that's ruling. And it will require high grace. Now, how great high grace to operate in this next move? Well, you know, I tell you, this is the stuff that will stretch you. You know, well, these are the things that God's finally revealing. I didn't know what it was, but he's been telling me. There's things that have been outdated. One is tough love and telling people, you know, I'm not going to candy coat it for you. I just want you to get the truth. Those things are now outdated. If you're operating in that type of thing, then you're not aligned for this next move of God. The best way you can get aligned is to begin to study grace, is to begin to understand grace. And I tell you, we're going to see something. We're going to see something really start to open up, and God's going to start moving on people that are very offensive, like he did with the hippies, like he did. It was very offensive for the Holy Spirit to move on the mainline denominational churches in 1960 Charismatic Renewal. It was very offensive. So listen, this is brand new. There's going to be two moves of God. If you read my book, I just came out with a 2016 prophetic forecast. I talk about a move of God, but coming in the outcast. But now this is something that I've just gotten at Christmas time, and it's on my blogs and on things like that. But this is what the Lord said. He said there's going to be the two moves. The first one is for the church. The first one is to renew us, like what's happening in San Diego. It's going to start happening all over the place. The second one is what Bob Jones, the prophet, the late prophet Bob Jones, spent his entire lifetime prophesying about. And that is the move on the outcast. And so get ready for radical. Get ready for radical outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But listen to me. Many people, even leaders that you know, are going to be tempted to rise up against this new move of grace. And we'll have to hold tight. Anyway, let's pray and activate this word. God, we thank you that, wow, that you're doing something new. We say, yes, God, do it in our lives. Renew us right now. New power, new glory, new oil and fire from heaven. I tell you, I just got to say this, is that I don't know if I've ever been moved like this the way I am right now. And I just can't say that. I just can't put it into words what God's doing. And that's why I said when the membrane between heaven and earth is so thin that his grace is coming. Don't harden your heart right now. Listen to God. When I mean what harden your heart, don't harden your heart against people. And that's what the biggest thing is right now, is people. All right. Hey, remember my website, dougaddison.com. Download the free ebook, How to Hear God Clearly for Yourself. Don't forget to donate. I tell you, we really appreciate people who partner with us. If you want to partner on a monthly basis, we have that ability on my website. You can either do a one-time donation. We do these things for free. We do the daily prophetic words for free, the free ebook. We do as much as we can for free. But we appreciate those who partner with us to be able to do what I'm called to do, and that is to impact the base. We're in LA and in Hollywood here, and so my call is to impact the media, music, and the arts and entertainment industries or mountains. And that does require some money to do. I'll just have to tell you that. But God's moving right now. It's not about money. It's about the kingdom. And he's moving. And I've been able to begin to give words into producers and tell them things. It's just great. So God spoke to me that we need to prepare for this next move. Listen, I want to help you do that. So my team and I got together and we put together a special online training I'll be doing Saturday, February 20th. And it's specially designed to help bring about these prophetic words to align you. So it's called Detoxing from Toxic Christianity. And toxic Christianity is a condition when people have allowed their belief systems, their beliefs, and their faith to reject people in the name of the Lord. And it's where we lose track of the fact that Jesus actually said that the greatest commandment ever is to love. And he spoke against judgment. It's actually, toxic Christianity can be a form of spiritual pride. Pride blinds us. We don't realize we have it. We can end up like the Laodicean church, you know, where Jesus, they thought that they had it all. Jesus said, you're poor, you're blind, you're pitiful, and you're naked. I'm not saying that's what he's saying right now, but I'm saying it's, we got to be careful we don't move into that Pharisee attitude. It's the I'm right, you're wrong mentality. And I just want to tell you, I'm not bashing the church. I actually love the church. I'm not bashing Christianity, but I want to be honest. I want to raise my hand and say, hey guys, there's a lot of fallout for this. There's a lot of fallout, and there's a lot of people, a trail of dead bodies. So this workshop's for you if you've ever been wounded by toxic Christianity, or you've been rejected by the church or Christians for your lifestyle, whatever it might be. You love Jesus, but you don't like religion. You have experienced spiritual abuse in some form. You've been held back for a number of years from advancing, especially women who've been held back. You want to be part of the next move of God by aligning yourself, or maybe you're not even, you're not wounded. Maybe you want to learn to effectively reach out and minister to people like this. Then this is definitely for you. It's 2 hours. It's ministry school level stuff that I do. And so we're actually going to have a special. I believe it is for the next hour after, right after. It's an early bird offer we do on the live only. If you're listening to the tape, it doesn't work. Live only. That's right now. For the next hour, we're going to put up a little box, and you can save $5. It's normally $37 for the 2 hours, and what you'll get the notes and you'll get the replay. You don't have to be there live. You can ask me Q&A and stuff like that. It's normally $37. We'll give you a $5 discount over the next hour. It's $32. All right. Also, I mentioned my latest book, The 2016 Prophetic Forecast. Pick it up because a lot of the stuff is starting to happen already. Stay connected with me, DougAddison.com, and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. Daily Prophetic Words. Okay, we've got some stuff going on. I've got Pam in the chat room along with Jenny and some others of my team. And I just want to get my screen aligned so I can see what exciting things that you have for me. And we've got some Q&A here, some questions. Let me just get my screen to move here. So I got to make sure I have the right ones. Wow, question from Sharon. In the fall, I was seeing the numbers 211 in many places, and I have not been able to figure out what it is. However, my birthday is 211. Well, there's a clue. I mean, I don't mean sarcastic, but Sharon, you're seeing 211 and your birthday's 211. That means God's doing something new on your birthday, which is just next week. And so watch for something to shift over that. Here's a question from Trish. At the beginning of the year, I believe I heard the Lord say, set your calendar, command the day. So how do I do this? Well, I don't know exactly what day or anything, but I would think that that means, how do you do it? It would mean that take authority each day on whatever it is that you need to do. And how I do that is I say, God, show me what Satan doesn't want me to see. Then as he does it or whatever, I do a declaration. Taking authority and commanding the day. You can command things to fall into place for you. So he's given you he's given you more authority, basically. Here's a question from Tina. Tina M. How does one deal with the slander from a spiritual leader that leads to loss of relationship and continuous emotional abuse? Well, one would be to take detoxing from toxic Christianity. That's what we're going to be talking about, is things like that. Now, a fine line here. I don't want to bash leaders, and I still believe in the culture of honor. If you haven't read that book, there's by Danny Silk, is Developing the Culture of Honor is a good one. But yes, there is that. There is that abuse. I don't want to bash leaders on one side, but It's a time to move away from some people. I really believe that there was a demon in place. The demon was called, I don't feel released to leave. Now that's not for everybody. This is for some people. We're hearing this thing that they didn't feel released. Now some people didn't feel released from the Holy Spirit to leave. Others, the enemy was trying to hold you back. And we're going to be talking about that and breaking that as well. All right. How do you deal with it? Pray. Wow. Sorry, first of all. Very sorry. Here's a question from Karen that God told me, find my sheep, and that a lot of people have been hurt by the church and won't go there, won't go to church. So I was doing this for a few years ago, but I'm not now. Now I think it's the right time, and I'm not sure. I would say yes, because based on what I just have been saying, your question is actually exactly what God is doing right now. He's looking for the lost sheep. Remember Jesus said he would leave 99, go after the one? That's our season right now. That's the season that we're in. So I want to release you and Karen and others to be able to do that. They might not be, the people that you think. You know, and we just have to have eyes to see and ears to hear. All right, these are all great. Here's a question from Carol that I keep trying to lean in to the heart of the Father for the next season. How do I know if what I'm hearing is my own voice or that of the Lord? Listen, Karen, if you're hearing lean into the heart of the Father, whether it's your own voice or the Lord doesn't matter. That's a good thing. That is a biblical principle. First of all, I'll tell you right now, it is the Lord. But if you're worried about doing something like that, you can't go wrong if you're doing anything that would cause you to lean or draw closer to Him. And I know that I get a lot of questions about how do I know if it's me, if it's God, if it's the enemy. And I'm going to be releasing some training on that just I don't want to go into the details, but this year I'm going to have the Hearing the Voice of God 365 come out, where we go into that, the activation school for hearing God, help you to develop discernment, learn to discern. All right, here's one from Chelsea. I know you are on Facebook and subscribe to your daily prophetic words. I'm beginning to see the meaning of my life, but how do I know how to send me How do I know, excuse me, but how do you know how to send me the right words and emails that I need to hear? In other words, she's saying, wow, how is it that I got this daily prophetic word and it hit so hard, so home? Like my daily prophetic word today, it was everyone gets these same words, but it's so true that God spoke to me a few years ago to begin to release daily prophetic words, very simple, under 140 characters because it's on Twitter. So that's why they sound like fortune cookies sometimes, but they're not. They're from the Holy Spirit. Heck, they're holy. I don't know. They're not fortune. They're Holy Spirit cookies. And it's going around the world. I'm telling you, there's so many people that not everyone is for everybody. Not every day. A lot of them are confirming and some of them are general, but you know what? As a seasoned prophetic minister, as a seasoned prophet, I have stood before people thousands a year. I've stood before people and I've been able to prophesy and get the words for them, the word of the Lord. Now, when God told me to do this on a daily prophetic, that's exactly what I do. I stand before that day. And I get the word. I can see the things. I don't know. It just comes to me. I don't even think about it. It pops in my spirit, out my mouth or up. And I'm usually dictating it into, using my Dragon dictating it into my MacBook. And I get them all at once. Here's how I do it. One, about usually between the 15th and the 25th of the month, I wait till the daily prophetic feeling is there. And it's usually about 5 in the morning or so. And I feel the presence of God. I put on Kim Walker Smith Worship Radio on Pandora. I have that playing. I get my my Dragon Dictate on my iPhone so I can dictate into my computer. And I just start moving in it one after another, as if I'm standing in front of a person. I'm standing in front of a day. And then My staff then edits those for me and gets them out to the internet. That's how I do it. And isn't it amazing how God can speak? You know, and it's just, I think if you think about it too hard, you'd miss them. You can make it easy. All right, here's a question from Joshua. Are you hearing God about Wales, the rest of the Celtic nations, and the UK for 2016? Well, Joshua, I tell you, I was just praying over Wales today, and I was just studying the revival of Evan Roberts and the Welsh revival of 1904, which, by the way, was brought over to 1906 Azusa Street. And I believe, and because I have Celtic blood, I'm 98% UK. I just did my DNA test. I'm 98% English and Irish, and I definitely have the blood for it. I have the call for it. I just call forth those things. It's not going to look the same. Listen, it's going to look way different. But just like Evan Roberts was actually ministering to a group of young people, that's what he was doing. He was doing something radically different. This is what the Lord showed me today. And then a guy from the U.S., Charles Parham, took that long trip to Wales. He got it. He brought it back, but he tried to put it in the old wineskin here. And he wouldn't allow, listen to me, he started running renewal meetings in 1905, I believe it is, early 1906, and he wouldn't allow an African-American man, William Seymour, to come into the room because he was prejudiced. And God would not move through Charles Parham at the level that he wanted. And so William Seymour got it. The humble African-American man in their meetings in a humble place got it. That's what God says he's doing. Watch for that. Watch for humility. Watch for God moving outside of the old wineskin. That's why that justice message is so important right now. That's the injustices. That was an injustice to make him sit out in the hallway, to make William Seymour hide under a basket, you know, to listen to the word of the Lord. That's why God says, watch me. I'm going to use the outcasts right now. It is very similar. So he's going to do something. Here's a question from Michael in Ireland. So far, several of the biggest musicians of the secular world have passed away, which is very true. Is there a prophetic word hidden in these details? I play bass myself. I build instruments. And maybe I'm too close to it to see. Well, I just felt, I did. I had, when David Bowie died, that morning, I was actually journaling what God was speaking to me. I'm a musician myself, and I know that there's something. Here's what happens. Just like when a seed has to die to be planted before it springs up. And God showed me, believe it or not, he showed me that David Bowie's calling was from him. And his calling for his music was from him. And he was a true artist. He really was. He was way outside the box. When everyone else was doing things during the Beatles time, you know, here he is with Ziggy Stardust and wearing makeup and doing different things on stage. And I'm not saying that was the Lord. What I'm saying is he actually, his music was for the outcast. And because he held on to that anointing, it was a calling that never got redeemed. He became a Christian and even admitted that he had tried Christianity. He had tried different things. But he didn't find the right people to help him. And that's what you're going to do. Listen, Michael, you're going to help people and help musicians. But because of that seed falling to the ground, those seeds in music, we're going to spring up now. New sounds from heaven. You watch and see. I'm excited about it. Now, yes, I've been watching it. We're going to see it. This is in my prophecy, is that we're going to see some deaths. It's Psalm 116:15, I believe, something in there. It's blessed in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints. And we're going to see some people go, whether they were believers or they was carrying an anointing that they never redeemed, or the believers, we need to get a heavenly view of death, because I tell you, they're not dead. They're very much alive in heaven. And that's why I have interactions every day with the cloud of witnesses. I have interactions with things that are happening. Heaven is very much alive. That's why I said this membrane between heaven and earth. It's like that. It's like the sack that carries the baby is about to break. The water is breaking right now. And I have never seeing the interactions like I'm seeing right now. But I want to encourage you to, don't get me started to cry every time I talk about this. I want to encourage you, everybody, to tap into what God's doing right now. Here's a question from Pal in Norway. I want to grow in intimacy with Jesus and learn to listen to the voice of God deeper, but I have ADHD and I get restless and I start checking my phone and sports results. How do I stay focused? You know, it's very similar to me. And you know what I do? I can't stay focused. I have to multitask to do anything. I'm better than I have been. But my last name is Addison. Look at the first three letters, give you a clue that I am so distractible. And I have never admitted this to people, but I am so much like that, that I have to multitask to be able to do anything. If I'm listening to a dream, I actually drift off while I'm listening to the dream. It helps me to focus. And then when someone's telling me this dream, I just start getting distracted around the room and everything, and they're looking at me. But then what happens is those main points click in my spirit, and I know it. And it's still this way with me today. That's why when I go to do the daily prophetic words, I have music playing. I have my media on, you know, and I'm speaking them. I'm doing different things. I'm walking around. I'm multitasking. Get into the flow of the spirit, pal. There's something for you in this. Don't do it the old way. Boy, if I knelt down in a dark room, that'd be trouble. And I just want to release you and others. Here's a question from Anna. I want to know why people are not healed. Well, good question. And it's kind of complicated, a complicated question. I wouldn't say it's the lack of faith, but it is complicated in the sense of, wow, what could be holding them back? I don't know. Maybe they've never gotten prayer. Maybe they've never asked. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go down. I actually wrote a blog. If you go out to the internet and Google Doug Addison and healing strategy, I believe it is. And I've got another one is why I'm not getting healed or my financial breakthrough. And I go through things that you can try. Now, there's not really a system, but what I found is that maybe you can try. I have this list of things that for the healing strategy or a breakthrough strategy, a list of things that I did to get through Lyme disease, even though I still have things I'm battling with, I'm way better than I was. I'm able to function now. I almost died in 2013. And I just want to say this. Why don't people get healed? I don't know. Also, it could be the calling of the Lord on them. I know this. It is not from God. It is not a gift. Listen to me. It's not a gift. That's a lie from the enemy that says sickness is a gift. Yes, you might redeem it. You might learn some lessons. You might help people and that, but it is not from the Lord. I've been into heaven and there is not sickness in heaven. And Jesus said to pray on earth as it is in heaven. And we want to come into agreement with that. Yes, the enemy can attack us. And I'll tell you, this is the justice system of God. He might be attacking you because you have a great calling. That's what's going on with me. I'm now moving into a new season. I've broken all the the curses that I could come up with, taking communion every day for several years now. I'm agreeing in prayer every day. I'm using declarations from the Word. I'm using health. I'm doing the spiritual route. If I could get a roto rooter, I would do it. But I see progression, and then I get hit back progression. I believe we're going to see something turn around. Come March, we're going to see a lot of people by the end of the year start moving in greater levels. Now, listen, Anna, the very thing you're struggling with is that's what you're going to have authority over once you get through this. So I want to encourage you. Here's a question from Anita. Anita says, what does it mean to position yourself for the right alignment? And what does divine alignment mean? Well, first of all, divine alignment means to align with God. His ways, like on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven, to position yourself with heaven, there's no sickness in heaven. There's no disease. There's no depression. So that's positioning yourself when you begin to believe that against what your brain is saying or a diagnosis is saying. So basically, this to position yourself or align, get a divine alignment would be getting in line with the things of God and become denial, go into denial of the enemy, which is a lie. Because you create something around you, an atmosphere of change and breakthrough will be created around you. Also, position yourself might be, like I said, I have to position myself right now for breakthrough to hear God. I have to have 8 hours sleep. So I have to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Listen, 8 o'clock. I have to go to bed 8 p.m. so I can get up at 4 a.m. to hear God. That's positioning myself. So I hope that helps understand a little bit of that. Excuse me while I take these. Some supplements. Hey, so speaking of health, I just speak divine health. I speak healing over you and other people in Jesus' name. Those who need healing, I pray for that breakthrough healing right now. I know when I get, in Jesus' name, I know when I get through this, I've already asked God for, I want authority and anointing over all the things I've been attacked with. Mental distress, Lyme disease, chemical sensitivities, all these different things. You know, people send me lists of why I should, you know, maybe I should be going to Dr. Henry Wright's thing and getting this multiple chemicals broken off me because it's a tie to the occult. Not in my case, it's not that I went through all that. So don't assume things. That's the old way. Don't assume things. Ask God for your breakthrough strategy. Go out and Google that, Doug Addison, and healing strategy out on the internet and read some of my blogs on it. Great question, Anna. And also, here's from Anita. What does it... Oh, no, that was Anita. Sorry. Here's from Abby. How do I use a prophetic word of the day for my life? You know, the when I do the daily prophetic words, well, here's what I do. I get it by email first. I only open my email, by the way. You don't want to open your email first thing in the morning, because you want to get focused on the day. But I read it. Well, however you get it, doesn't matter if you get it on your cell phone, on Twitter, Facebook, but I write it down. I put it in my journal and I pray about it. Like today, I put in my journal today's daily prophetic word and it was talking about getting a strategy for the things that have held you back. And I know the things that have held us back. So here's what I did is behind that curtain behind me is a whiteboard. And I write on the whiteboard. I write things down, things that have been held back, or type it in my journal. The things that have been held back. All right, I named about 4 or 5. I begin to pray and call those things down. That's what I do. Or if it's just a simple prophetic, you know, daily word, watch for this, do this. It might not be every day for you, but watch for it and ask other people if they're seeing it because it might help them. All right, good question. Here's, I think it's the last question from Amy. I seem to be stuck in the same pattern and habits no matter how hard I try to change. And I have to go, I've gone to conferences, received prayer, purchased books, CDs, and I can't seem to get a breakthrough. Is there any way to change? Is there something that needs to be changed within yourself? Amy, I don't know your situation, but it sounds like you're hungry for change. And so here's what I've been recommending to people is that article I just talked about, a breakthrough strategy or healing strategy. Google Doug Addison breakthrough strategy. I have a list. None of them is a formula, but I probably got about 15 things that I did that I do on a regular basis. Choose a few of them, 2 or 3. Choose one of them and try it and see if it changes. Also, here's a prayer strategy for everybody. Begin to ask God to show you what Satan doesn't want you to see about your situation. Begin to ask God to show you, to allow people to see you like God, like He sees you and not how the enemy wants you to be seen. And this will allow you to, that will align you up. And anyway, wow. Someone says my mic is low. I hope not, because I have been talking the whole time. I hope not. Okay. Anyway. All right. So let me pray and activate this. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for all the things that you're doing right now, and that there's just a new movement coming. There's something new in the heavenly realm, and that you're going to do something amazing. And God, I pray for the prophetic anointing to flow. I pray, God, that you would allow us to grab hold of these words to get a breakthrough. This is a year, over the next month even, that we're going to see something new and something shift in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget my daily prophetic words, also the free ebook on my website, all the stuff I've been talking about. Think about donating. Also, hey, on the screen, this is only for the live people. If you're listening to this later on the podcast, you won't be able to do this, but you will actually be able to get a discount. And I'm seeing what the sound was. Good, just low. Okay, sorry. I didn't have my mic up enough, I guess. And so you'll be able to get a discount on the Toxic Christianity, Detox from Toxic Christianity. Grab hold of it. All right. Thanks to my whole staff and my whole team. And God bless you guys. And see ya.